You ever catch yourself thinking, I should be further along by now? Like, no matter how much you've done, it still feels like you're stuck. Maybe it's the bills stacking up, or that voice in your head telling you that you're not qualified, or you're not capable, or just not enough. If that sounds familiar, if you're carrying scars from the battlefield and still battling that inner war, you're not alone, and you're not broken. Now picture this, waking up with a clear sense of purpose, real gratitude in your gut, and knowing that no matter what hits, you've got tools to rise. You've got peace, even when everything around you feels like it's closing in. Today's conversation with Marla Ballard brings that vision into reach. She's a military spouse whose husband survived a devastating IED blast in Iraq, and through that crisis, they built something powerful, something healing. Marla leads a quantum personal development program designed for folks like you. And her approach to rewiring self-perception, shifting out of lack, and leading with love and gratitude is something that every warrior should hear. But before we dive in, make sure you're subscribed to the email newsletter at driveonpodcast.com/subscribe. You'll get my 5 favorite episodes sent straight to your inbox. No fluff, just the best insights to help you drive on. I also want to take a moment to raise awareness for something deeply important to our community, the Global War on Terrorism Memorial Foundation. This organization is working to build a permanent national memorial in Washington, D.C. to honor the service members, families, and civilians impacted by the Global War on Terrorism. And if you want to learn more or find out how you can support that mission, visit gwattmemorialfoundation.org. Now, let's get into today's episode. Marla, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to have you here. Looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you. Me too. I've been looking forward to this for a while, so it's great to see you.
Yeah, I know. We got a chance to chat a little while ago, and I got to kind of know a little bit about your background and who you are, what you do, your military spouse and all that. Yeah. And that's super cool. But for the listeners who maybe don't know as much about you, they weren't in on that conversation. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, who you are, that type of thing? And, you know, I'd love to hear about your experiences either as a military spouse or, you know, some of the challenges that came along with it and also what you do as well.
Oh, okay, great. So I am the CEO for You to Shine, and I'm also the director of our Unconquerable Me program, which is a program that we're actually creating for veterans and first responders to really get aligned to the unconquerable soul and self that's within. We're a quantum personal development company. And last fall, Forbes magazine actually named us a pioneer in quantum personal development. And so, but how I got to that is in my heart, I'm still a farm kid from Kentucky. That's where I grew up. My husband, Chris, and I live in Maryland now because he works at Patuxent River at the Naval Base. So he was actually an Army guy, active duty, but now he works for the Navy. So that's been quite an interesting journey. But to get here, you know, my background was actually equine science and agriculture. That's when I went to University of Kentucky and studied. And very early on, I became the business manager for a small racehorse farm there. And I absolutely loved what I was doing. I was having a blast. But it wasn't, that career wasn't really a calling for me in the way that the military was for Chris when I met him. He was just so committed to serving his country when we met. And so for me, it was pretty easy to change my life up and follow his with what he needed. But in 2000, I guess it was 2005 in Iraq, he got wounded in a roadside bomb explosion. And so that changed everything for us. If you met him today, he's in amazing condition. You would never know it. But at the time, the bomb actually blew through his Humvee and sheared off his gluteal muscles all the way down, exposed his tailbone. And he was in the hospital for 6 weeks, and it took 26 surgeries to really put him back together. And then, of course, as you can imagine, and I know a lot of people in the veteran community can identify with the chronic pain that came after that for a long time. And so it really forced us to change up a lot of things and how I looked at things in order to get him off of the line of deployment service while he was being medically processed out, they brought him to the DC region to serve at Arlington Cemetery. So here I am, a kid from Kentucky, right in this big city. Biggest place I'd ever lived. And I had no idea how we were going to juggle everything and how I was going to be available to him. And oddly enough, at the time, it's so interesting how our self-perception works. At the time, I could not perceive myself as having marketable skills. So I ended up actually starting a business selling nutritional products to doctors' offices. And we did really, really well. And so with that, I also helped start multiple networking groups in and around the DC region to support other business owners, because I needed to connect with them and I needed to learn how to do those things. And over the 12-year period of that business and those networking groups, I trained and mentored a lot of people. I got very heavily involved in personal development for myself, just so I could learn some skills and tools to succeed. And from there, I started getting a lot of people interested in having me go into coaching and consulting. And so that was what brought me this far. So that's a synopsis of the arc.
Sure, yeah. And it's interesting because you coming from, you know, a small town, you know, moving to the big city and just having that difference, plus having a husband who was wounded and now needs care with all of that. There's a lot of changes going on, seemingly all at once, right? And
yeah,
that's the way it seemed to me anyways, so as we were talking here about it. And so that had to be challenging, not just, you know, seeing a loved one obviously going through a terrible time in their life. Mm-hmm. That's challenging in and of itself, but then moving to a new area, you don't really know probably a whole lot of people in that area. It's big, it's noisy, it's not your typical farm life that you might have been used to, right?
No, not at all. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that challenge, I guess going through that challenge, not only the physical injuries that your husband was going through, but also the physical location that you were in, being kind of new to you, new to your family, probably opened your eyes to some of the issues that other veteran families or military families, I should say, are going through, right? Because they move all the time to different areas. They don't necessarily know people in those areas. So they're starting off fresh every few years, moving to a new place. Yeah. But then also adding in that caregiver aspect of it, mm-hmm. that has to be a challenge in and of itself. And then you having that mindset that you really didn't have any marketable skills, despite having the fact that you had worked in a career that you did have marketable skills in. So
I did.
You know,
yes.
From an outsider looking in, it's like, come on, crazy.
No, of course it is.
You of course exactly. had some skills, but when you're moving all the time, it's almost like you probably feel like you can't get a job because, mm-hmm. well, hey, I'm only going to be here for a few years and, you know, nobody wants to hire me for that. And so,
yeah,
that probably, you probably get trained in your brain that I'm just not employable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing that we teach and talk about a lot is you cannot out-imagine your self-perception.
Hmm.
So truly, because my self-perception was so locked in,
yeah.
that what's a kid from racehorses going to do in D.C.?
Sure.
Right? Like, right. And so I just, that was my self-perception at the time. I hadn't really worked for a couple of years because of the deployment and everything. And so, yeah, I couldn't out-imagine that. It's interesting how that works, isn't it? And that's true for all of us.
Right. Yeah, and it's unfortunate, too, because there's so many military spouses who have incredible skills.
Absolutely.
We knew a family, we live close to an Air Force base, and we knew a family who lived here when we first moved in, and, you know, the wife had a college degree. She had all the professional certifications and all the mm-hmm. things that you would need to get a good job in, you know, the field that she was in, and she stayed at home with the kids. I'm not talking down on that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's 100% a great option for
it's one of the highest college you can fulfill.
Exactly.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's in no way am I knocking that at all. But I I almost wonder, like, did she just feel like, oh, geez, nobody wants to hire me because I'm going to be leaving in a couple of years. And so, mm-hmm. like, that's just such a challenge that I feel like a lot of military families probably have to deal with, especially yeah. the spouses who, you know, like you went through, you got your degree, and you were doing, you know, this type of work. And it's like, geez, that's kind of rough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so it definitely opened your eyes. So what you're saying there opened your eyes to some of those issues. I want to go back to something else that you were talking about, one of the things that you currently are doing, and you mentioned something called quantum personal development, and I want to bring that up again. Could you explain a little bit what that is? I know Forbes magazine was kind enough to highlight that, and that was awesome, but for the listeners who maybe aren't familiar with quantum personal development, what is that all about, and how does that work? Maybe does that even tie into some of those limiting beliefs that we're just talking about? How does that all work?
Absolutely. So when we're looking at personal development, most of it is about mind over matter, right? It's changing our mindset so we can actually shift how the energy around us is working to change our material world. That's basic personal development. In quantum personal development, what we're actually combining is spirituality and quantum physics with understanding how energy actually works and flows, plus mindset, and then implementing its practical application into everyday life. I think one of the biggest complaints that people have about spiritually based coaching programs and things like that is that people get way up here in their spirituality and sort of like a woo-woo mindset. But there's no actual direction or practical application of how to actually implement it into your everyday life to really make things work and shift for you very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do.
Yeah, and so for me, one of the things that I want to start doing with this show is talking about the actionable advice, the takeaways, the mm-hmm. things that people can do. Like, it's great that there are tools available to do X, Y, or Z, but how do I get started? What do I do? What do I need to do? Do I, how does this fit into somebody's life to be able to work with that? So let's just say they have some of those beliefs similar to what you were talking about, where mm-hmm. I'm not employable, I don't have any marketable skills or any of those types of things. You tell yourself that enough, that just becomes wired in your brain that's not going anywhere anytime soon unless you do something to change it. So how do we work with those types of beliefs? And it doesn't necessarily have to be that one, you know, for the listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can beat yourself up 1,000 different ways and that we can't even cover all of them right now. But, just generally the concept applies that, you know, there's things that we are telling ourselves, those beliefs. How do we work with those to kind of change those to something more positive?
Well, the fastest way to actually change neural pathways in the brain, and you can Google on Psychology Today or any number of psychology forums, is actually through love and gratitude. And so that's where the spirituality piece comes in, because everything embedded into our programs is about love over mind over matter, right? And so for me, one of the fastest ways to shift mindset or any energy is the practice of gratitude. Because what happens is when we have a desire for something and we feel we're not reaching it, or like me in D.C. looking up at the, getting stuck driving around the Pentagon again and not knowing how to get out of the loop, right? Going, I have no idea. You know, the desire is there for something more. But the perception that we're actually involved in at that moment is lack.
Okay.
It's one of total lack, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm lacking this. I lack the skill set. I lack the ability. I lack the money. I lack the confidence. I lack the capacity. I lack the time. I lack whatever it is, right? And so when we're in lack, what we're actually coming from then is everything that we're going to start to see in our awareness is showing up as lacking. The moment that we can realize that that's where our mind is, and we can stop and express gratitude for something that is working, we've actually started to shift the energy. Okay. And so gratitude and love to me are the two fastest, easiest, most accessible practices. Or if you've ever had this experience, you can be really down about something, but someone, you get to go spend some time with someone you love and you focus on loving them, and it shifts everything about your energy. Right? Or someone does an act of service for you or gives you attention and you feel loved, it shifts everything. So those two energies really can shift things the fastest. And then from there, it's I think one of the things that is absolutely not taught is that there are actually universal laws that govern the flow of energy, of all energy. And when you start to learn that how that works and how to work with the flow of energy with love and gratitude and start to shift your mindset, then you can start to create change very, very quickly.
So just going back to your example of mm-hmm. yourself, just because you had brought that up, we're kind of familiar with this now, where the narrative in your mind might have been, I am not good enough, I'm not marketable, I've been out mm-hmm. of the workforce for a number of years. That was the narrative that was crafted mm-hmm. in your mind at this
Absolutely.
Point. A lot of I can'ts, I won't, I you know, yeah. all of those negative type of words, mm-hmm. right? The not positive, uplifting things that you can do, mm-hmm. right? Like you can be available for your husband to help with, you know, some of his injuries,
exactly.
perhaps. You can, there are things that you can do. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not what you were doing before, but there are things that you can do. And, you know, thank God you're able to be able to do those
right.
things, able to care for a family. You're able to, there might be a different job that you are able to do. And, mm-hmm. well, then be grateful that you have that ability. To do those types of things. And so that's kind of what I'm getting from you, is like those are the mindset shifts that you might have. Now, I know there's some people probably listening to this like, okay, well, I'm not married. I don't really have a great family life. There's not really not really feeling a lot of love on that
yeah.
side, right? Would you suggest something like volunteer work, that type of thing that might be able to allow you to switch the narrative from, you know, what's going on with me to how can I help that other person? Is that something that you might think of?
Absolutely. If that's what a person feels guided to do, that would make them happy.
Yeah.
That's the main thing is you also, I mean, none of us can really force things. You know, we're all very strong and powerful, right? And especially military folks, right? There is that brute force. Like let's do this. Right.
Right.
And so, and I love that unconquerable spirit. But there's also a point where we're going to find, and we need that actually sometimes to just get us off the block. Mm-hmm. But there's also a point where, you know, you're forcing against something that's absolutely not aligned or not going to work for you, and that becomes exhausting. But what I always come back to is this, you know, so let's take a basic lack. Like, let's say you've got a bill coming at you that you're stressed about paying. Right? The economy, everybody's going to have this, right? Most everybody's experiencing this. It's just a matter of taking a breath and remembering all the bills that you were able to pay before and just remind yourself you're so grateful for that. And then as you really allow it, and it's not about just saying I'm grateful for it. It's letting your body actually relax into feeling, okay, wasn't sure how I was going to pay that last one, but we did it. It came. I'm so grateful that I've been able to pay everything up to this point. Let yourselves relax so that you can get a new inspiration for the next thing.
Yeah, that makes some sense too, because when mm-hmm. you have this big mountain that you're trying to climb,
yeah,
sometimes you don't realize that you're already halfway up the mountain, or, you know, three quarters up the mountain. And sure, it may look like it's a long way to the top, to that summit. Mm-hmm. But if you look back at all the other things that you've already done, and I'm guilty of this too.
Yeah.
A lot of times people might listen to this show and not realize this, but a lot of times it's a very selfish reason that I have people come on the show, because I have the same issues myself. And so sometimes, like, just talking through these things, it's like, yeah, you know, I guess I did do a whole lot of this other stuff, like mm-hmm. bills, paying a, you know, paying your credit card bill or something like that. Just whatever the bill happens to be, and you're looking at it, and it's like, man, that's a lot of money that I have to come up with to pay for this bill. Mm-hmm. But then you look back at, you know, months prior, or, you know, last year around this time, maybe you had a big credit card bill last year, and you figured out a way to pay it off, and you're doing okay. You're still here, mm-hmm. still breathing, you know, lights are still on, you know, things are good. Could they be better? Yeah, sure, they probably could be better. Mm-hmm. Things could always get better, right? Like, I don't think I've ever met anyone who's like, you know what, I get paid too much money, or I have too much money. <No. laughs> Or I, you know, any of those things. I have too much of good. No one has too much good. It always can get better. The grass is always greener. All that kind of stuff, right? But you can take a look back from what you're saying. You can take a look back and be like, you know what? I was able to do that. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I can feel good about what I was able to do.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of military folks, they get out of the military and they're like, you know, oh, I didn't deploy. I don't feel like I did enough.
Yeah.
For my country, when all these other people deployed, some people got injured, some people came back just fine, but, you know, people went and they did something, and what did I do? And what did you do? You held down the fort at home so that the other people could go and deploy. If, you know, we weren't going to just leave the gates open
while
everybody else went off and fought in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else that they were in, we had to have people here. And if without those people, that nobody would be able to deploy. So you had to do that. So, you know, you can look back on that and say, okay, well, I was able to do that at least. I provided that opportunity for those other people.
Yeah.
You know, just a ton of different things that people might be going through. You can't obviously cover them all. But, you know, to your point, look back at some of those things that you did accomplish. You know, someone who went through basic training. If that's all you did in your military career, and then you just kind of did your job, and
it's a huge accomplishment.
You accomplished something. You know, still check the box.
It's a
you
huge
did it.
Accomplishment.
You
know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. You can probably say, oh yeah, well, you know, me and however many millions of other people went through. Yeah, okay, fine. But let's look at you as an individual. You did it. It's something that had you not raised your hand and volunteered to go do, which by the way, you volunteered to go do. Had you not done that, you wouldn't have accomplished this. You took the initiative and you did it, and that's an awesome thing that you can be proud of.
Absolutely. And you know, that's I will tell you, I've been privileged to work with a lot of high achievers too, and so many people in the military are high achievers, right? Yeah. There's a lot of big challenges. It takes something to even want to go into the military and serve. Right. You're different already. That's a high achieving mindset already. To go to look at it and go, I can do that. I can do that. And then, you know, I know. I always love when my husband talks about, you know, doing distance running and how it was just, I'll just get to the next mile marker.
Yeah.
Right. I'll just get to the next lamppost. But that takes something. That takes that grit that is so needed. But at the same time, what I find, myself included, and probably you too, that high achiever mindset is very quick to dismiss the accomplishment.
Yep, very much. Yeah.
Right? And that's where it's a funny thing. It's like a double-edged sword is, right? And so the gratitude is your opportunity to actually give yourself the space to recognize your achievements and how far you've come.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite exercises that we teach to our clients in our community, very simple exercise, I do it in the mornings, is I really tune into three things I'm grateful for right now. And that really helps me refocus my energy into being present to what I have instead of focusing on what I don't have. Mm-hmm. So the moment I can feel the gratitude for three things I have right now, then the next thing I shift my mind to is, what are three things I want to focus on today?
Okay.
So that I can align my priorities, but I'm actually doing it now from a place of immense gratitude of what I have, not from lack of what I don't. Mm. And then from there, what are three things I want to let go of?
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just a simple practice. Sometimes if Chris and I have time in the morning, we'll actually sit over coffee and do that together.
Okay. Okay.
Right? It just, but it helps your brain immediately realign. And I often find that the thing I will let go of is almost always one of them is worrying about something or someone.
Right. And that's a big thing too, because like you said, like the bills that you might have coming up, mm-hmm. you got a big bill. Okay, let's stop worrying about that. And let's be grateful for opportunities that we've had. Be grateful mm-hmm. that maybe you have the job to make the money to pay the bill. Be grateful that you have health, that you're able to go and do that job, you know, and that you have health so that you don't have extra expenses like medical expenses and, mm-hmm. and things that might just add on to that pile of debt that you might be in, and be grateful that you have a plan to pay it off, or maybe, you know, absolutely. I don't know, just using that as an example, but it's just a way to help reframe the mind, if, like you were saying. But when you have that high achieving mindset, you're absolutely right. You said this before, that you are very quick to dismiss the achievements. I was mentioning basic training as something that, you know, anyone who's can call themselves a veteran, they have gone through basic training.
Yeah.
And that's an accomplishment.
It is.
But I, immediately, as I was saying that, like my brain immediately clicked and said, well, yeah, that's just the bare minimum. But still, it's something, like you were saying, it takes something special for, or takes someone special to be able to say, hey, that difficult job over there, that thing that's really tough, could send me to some really dangerous places, have me do some really dangerous things. Yeah, I got this. I can do that.
Yeah,
so
I can do it.
That's the first achievement that you had to do, is be able to say, yeah, I think I can do
it. It's massive.
Right? That's a big thing, because, I mean, you could have just as easily said, nah, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'll go get a job doing something else that's a little safer. Keep me close to home. I'll have more regular hours. I'll have some probably better pay. Mm-hmm. all the things that you could be doing, you said, you know what, I want to serve my country. And for whatever reasons that you said you want to serve your country, whether it's patriotic motivations or maybe you wanted the money for college, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You still said you will do it, and be grateful that you had the opportunity to do
absolutely.
It, right? And so those are the types of mindset shifts that are, I understand, are incredibly difficult to mm-hmm. start to incorporate in your life.
Yeah.
But like we were just saying, hey, we all did some incredibly difficult things already. So it doesn't mean that we can't do another incredibly difficult thing. We just have to figure out the kind of roadmap to get us there, to get those positive thoughts, have gratitude, love. Mm-hmm. You know, and love could be a difficult one, like I said, you know, especially if, you know, you don't have a family, you know, close family connections, you know, but maybe you have some friends. I don't know, maybe you have a dog that you can love.
Yeah.
People or pets or things like that, you know, could be, you know, a good place to start with that, and start small if you have to. If you have nobody in your life and you're struggling with figuring out, do you even love yourself? You know, that could be a place to start too, is just work on loving yourself, right?
That's huge. Yeah. It really is. That's huge. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I think without that, I don't know, you might actually just say, you know, none of this is even anything I care about, because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't even have love for myself. I'm not going to go love somebody else. Well, okay, there's your first challenge to mm-hmm. go and figure out how to have that love for yourself.
Agreed.
And so I want to talk a little bit more about you, what you do, and the way that you address some of these challenges. You to Shine is the company, right? I just want to mm-hmm. mention that again. And so you have a team kind of that helps people in these situations that they need to figure out how to get that gratitude and love and things in their life. You know, what are ways that people can, you know, basically start interacting with what you guys do?
With us? Well, one of the things that we have that I love so much, that I'm very, very proud of, is we do have a modality that we've licensed and copyrighted for our company called Free Me EFT. And I don't know if you've ever heard of EFT, mm-hmm. but it actually was approved. I believe I got a letter in 2013, 2014, was approved by the VA to help veterans and other people with releasing post-traumatic stress and trauma.
Okay.
It can help release the emotions around that. And so that is one of the modalities that we do use, and all of our coaches are trained in that. We have 17 coaches on the team. Everybody is uniquely specialized in a certain area of expertise, as well as all of us have the ability to work with the overarching programs that the whole company has available as well. So at this point, we have a lot of tools and resources for people at any level of what they're looking for that we can work with. What I typically recommend people do is start with our free ebook that they can download. It's at mygiftoffer.com. And what is so cool about that is it's a free ebook, and in it, we have listed the most 50 limiting beliefs that people have based on experience with thousands of clients now all over the world. And then we have the antidote to how to actually use a technique to help release that belief very quickly and affirm in something that's going to be more serving to help people grow.
That's actually a key tool, I think, right there, is that that one piece is especially important, because if you have these types of limiting beliefs, sometimes you probably get people who just feel stuck. Like, yeah. I can't not think this belief because it's so ingrained. I've been thinking this for the last 10 or 15, 20 plus years, mm-hmm. and you know, even more. This might be a lifetime thing that they're thinking, because they, you know, maybe were abused as a child, and they that's just the way it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be somebody's punching bag or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like
absolutely.
That's a terrible way to go through life, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you know, and then they just maybe, I don't know, seek out those types of things, and it's like just more validation that that's how it's supposed to be for them. And gosh, couldn't be further from the truth, but trying to convince yourself that when that's all you've ever known is got to be pretty difficult. So having that antidote to that to help you see the light, if you will, you know, have that light bulb moment come on where you are like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this way for all these years. I don't need to be doing it this way. It could be totally different.
Exactly.
And that's really important. So I will definitely have that link in the show notes for people to Amazing. Go and get that resource, because I think that's, if nothing else, that's a great way to go and start figuring out how to help improve, you know, what it is that you're doing. And then if that helps you, you know, then that next step, you know, reaching out and getting, you know, maybe a little additional guidance and helping to push you over the finish line as far as making sure that you have the right tools and resources in place to be able to cope with some of these issues. Now, I do want to take a second just to go back. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that, you know, everyone on your team, I'm going to use not terms that you use, just terms that made sense to me, but everyone on your team are kind of generalists. They're able to kind of cover everything in your program, but then you have a few people, or not a few people, but everyone has their own specialty you know, thing that they kind of carved out. What are some of those specialties, just for the listeners to kind of help understand what some of those things are that you guys specialize in?
Sure. So to give you a little backstory, our focus as a company is for everybody to be able to shine the light they came here to be. And that's unique to each of us, right? Sure. Like, you've got this amazing gift for podcasting with veterans. It's awesome, right? And so you get to live in the alignment of that, of what you came here to do, to help the world. And I get to do that with the coaching and with the things that I do. And so our goal is to recognize that we work best when we all get to live into our gifts. Mm-hmm. So we ask our coaches to first live exactly what we are bringing to the world.
Got it.
And so through that lens, each of us has a different specialty or a different area that we feel particularly called to work with. Like I said, mine is Unconquerable Me, because I love working with veterans. I love working with those unconquerable spirits. And I love so much seeing what happens when that potential and experience and skill sets are valued, right? But we've also got a coach that loves working with leadership, that can deliver the, you know, John Maxwell's laws of leadership, and just really loves working with leaders, right? I've got another coach that's really, really called to work with helping people feel more connected and build connections. You see, so that's what I mean by how we specialize.
Sure.
And so the other resource that I'm so happy to tell you about, that it came together as a team, actually. We were in a team meeting when the idea came, so we did it all together. But on November 11th last year, we created a Facebook group called Free Me Group. And we launched it on Veterans Day with the intention, actually, of that not being the final product, but the beginning, because we knew we were going into the holidays. Mm. And like you and I've talked about, a lot of people feel very alone because of so many different circumstances we end up in. And so we really wanted people to have a group that they could come join and see and connect with people there in a conversation, and connect with our you know, people that would be doing different events and things. So since our launch, our coaches have been actually posting live videos using our Free Me EFT technique, and talking about different areas of things that people are facing as they come up. Additionally, we have a community there now that engages in a daily gratitude practice,
okay,
which is really cool. So Free Me Group on Facebook is a great resource as well, that people can come and find us and connect with us there.
Well, I think that's actually a great resource as well, because for people who are struggling with finding anything to be grateful for, it's a new practice to them, and they are used to mm-hmm. beating themselves up and being down and negative, and you know, everything is awful, and that's the mindset that they have. If you can see other people posting some of these things that they're grateful for, and mm-hmm. realize that, well, it doesn't have to be, you know, this multi-million dollar thing that you're grateful for. It could be a small thing. It could be, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, the crisp fall air and, you know, warm cup of coffee or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It could be something.
Well, like I told you, I got hurt yesterday in jujitsu. I've been so grateful for ice packs. like a good ice pack, man, that is just
right. It's so, you know,
it's a silly thing, but what a luxury, really, when you think about it.
Right, exactly. And if you think about someone maybe 150 years ago, they pull a muscle. Well, guess what? There's not a whole lot of options,
right?
Especially in the warmer months.
Exactly. I have this awesome cushy ice pack. I didn't have to use a bag of peas or anything. Like, it's the real deal. And it's so...
it's great too, right? And but that's grateful. I mean, and even thinking about that too, like, not that I want to get into, like, compare yourself to mm-hmm. other people or things like that. But if you think about things that we take for granted every day that someone 150, 200 years ago would have loved to have, like, I can go take a hot shower right now and not even mm-hmm. think twice about it. Like, it takes, you know, 30 seconds for the water to get warm, and I can go step in and take a hot shower. Someone 200 years ago, I'm not even sure they knew what hot water was to bathe in,
exactly,
or whatever, right? And God forbid you need to clean yourself in the winter. Mm-hmm. That's got to be freezing. So, you know, that would be, you know, something simple. If you're struggling to find something, like, hey, I can go take a warm shower today, or I got out of bed today and I did something small. You know, that's why I think, you know, there's a lot of those Navy SEAL motivational speaker type people. It's like, mm-hmm. just make your bed every morning, and that's something that you can say that you accomplished. And hey, look, if that's where you're at, and that you need that one little thing, hey, cool, make your bed and do that.
Right? And you've tuned into the energy of it beautifully. You know, I love language. Mm. And so, you know, the word appreciate actually has multiple meanings, because we can say, like, I appreciate you as gratitude, but then we also talk about how assets appreciate and value, go up in value. And so what actually happens is the things that we appreciate. And so, like you're saying, the moment you're grateful for something that you would otherwise take for granted now has a much higher value.
Yeah.
And that's how it starts to shift things. And so you tuned into it beautifully.
And I appreciate when my retirement account appreciates. And
exactly. right. Yep. But that is why that actually works, and it starts to shift the energy so quickly, because as long as we're taking it for granted, it's practically non-existent in our focus or our awareness.
Right.
But the moment we have gratitude for it, we've actually valued it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a mindset shift. And the way I've had the brain explained to me is that it's almost like a little stream that kind of carves its path through wherever it's going.
That's
to.
It.
And as more and more water gets added into there, that stream gets wider and wider and wider, and eventually becomes a river, and then eventually becomes, you know, this big rushing thing of water going through it. And it's a lot easier to divert that stream when it's really tiny.
Yeah.
Than it is when it's this big rushing river. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to divert the Colorado River going through the Grand Canyon right now because it's so deep down in the ground, and I'm not going to be able to divert that. But if there's a little stream, a little trickle of water coming through, I mean, with a shovel and 10 minutes of effort, you can probably mm-hmm. divert that stream to someplace else, and that's not that difficult to do. But there's no way I'm shifting that Grand Canyon at this point, like, not without some heavy lifting and heavy work.
Exactly.
And so the point of this is not just talking about natural rivers and things like that, but the whole point of this is the longer that you hold on to these beliefs and these thoughts, the deeper they get, and the more like the Grand Canyon they become really hard to shift and really hard to move. Versus something that maybe you catch it early on and you're able to shift that mindset early on.
That's it.
Not to say that the Grand Canyon is impossible. It's just more difficult the longer you let it go on. So start working on it today. Work on this today and start making those changes in your mindset. Again, I'm guilty of this too. This is why I have...
Oh, we all are. It's part of the human condition.
I know. So, this is why I want to help other people, because I know how much it sucks to have this kind of mindset. It's just awful sometimes. And you get stuck in those limiting beliefs. You get stuck in those periods where you just feel blah or worthless or whatever. And, you don't have to. There's another way. And this is wonderful. So I do want to, before we wrap up this episode, I just want to make sure that all the resources that you wanted to mention, that we got a chance to talk about those beforehand. I know you talked about I think it was mygiftoffer.com, the Facebook group, the Free Me Facebook group. Yeah, anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrapped up?
If anybody wants to find us on our website or connect with me directly, they can go to youtoshine.com.
Excellent. And again, absolutely. I'll have links to that website, the Facebook group, the other sites for the resources. I'll have all of those in the show notes for the listeners, so you can check those out rather easily.
So there's three places to connect with us. Mygiftoffer.com gets you the free ebook, and we will have your email address, right? That generates an email. And then you'll go into our email, where you start getting on a list for different things that we have coming up. And then the Free Me group is a great place to connect. All of our coaches are in there and participating in that group, as well as delivering some of the live programs, and then on our website. And so if anybody needs help or it just has a question about a resource or anything that I can help with, I would love to hear from them.
Excellent. Yeah. And again, these links will be there, so should be rather easy for them to find you and check out all this information. But I do want to say, Marla, before we wrap up, I do appreciate you coming on the show.
I do, you too, so much.
And sharing, what it is that you do. I know the journey probably was not easy, especially dealing with the injuries that your husband had, probably the stress and the trauma that brought to your family life and everything. It's not an easy thing to go through, but you stick through it. You stick through the difficult times, and you can look back and be appreciative of all the work that went into it. To, like you said, your husband, now you wouldn't know that he had an issue, an injury, sorry, all those years ago, 20-ish years ago, by looking at him now. But that takes a lot of hard work, and so you should be grateful that that was the outcome.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Marla. I do appreciate you coming on the show.
And I appreciate you having me.